The Sounds of 2019 with Richard Kingsmill.
We're going to catch up with Genesis Owusu, the Canberra rapper and singer. Gave us two new tracks this week, and he's been in the studio working with the Free Nationals, Anderson Paak's band. So we're going to find out more from Genesis Owusu.
Say you brought me to the land with the soil and the sand, and you make me grow. Grow. Say you taught me how to breathe with the trees and the leaves, and you make me grow. Grow. Say you make me blush, put my heart in a rush, and you make me grow. Grow. Said the world don't spin, so you flip that thing, and you make us grow. Grow.
Genesis Owusu, welcome into Triple J for the first time. You've spoken to Unearthed, but anyway, it's good to have you in here at the J's.
Thank you for having me.
We've been playing your music for a couple of years, so it's good to have you in here because it's been a big week. You've given us two new songs.
Yeah. I've been sitting on them for a while, so it's nice to finally have them out.
We're going to get to those two songs in just a moment. Just tell me, to put two songs out at once, could you just not decide which one to go with first? So you thought, let's just whack them both out.
Yeah, pretty much. It seems like the way to go. Bit unconventional.
It's a little bit of a, you know, it's an old sort of fashioned double A side release.
Yeah, you know, kicking old school.
Kicking old school. Yeah. And plus you don't want to play favourites with your songs.
Never. It shows two different sides that needed to be shown at the same time.
Yeah, well, that's interesting because, I mean, you've done nothing but show us different sides of Genesis Owusu in the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. You're a very diverse musical character.
I try.
Yeah, well, you try very well. Let's just give people a little bit of a taste of some of the music you've given us so far. This one goes back to 2017.
You go your side, your side, your side. I go my side, my side, my side. You go your side, your side, your side. I go my side, my side, my side.
That's a really interesting song still. I still really love that one. We all sort of latched onto that and just thought there's something really different about what's going on there. A track called Sideways. What do you remember about recording that one?
That was the first single we put out with Simon and Perrin from Hiatus Coyote. And they really just like, they're geniuses, they're wizards. As soon as like Perrin started making that, it just like took me back home to Ghana. And we really just kind of zoned in on a bunch of like African like high life music, and yeah, it just took us to a whole new world. It took us to the past and the future, and that's kind of what came out.
It's got a little bit of the past, and it's definitely futuristic as well. What age were you when you left Ghana?
I was very young. We first came to Australia when I was 2.5.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We've kind of gone like back and forth a little.
I know a little bit about your family background because I've actually interviewed your brother in the past, who is Citizen K, who we might touch on in just a moment. But while people still remember what Sideways sounded like, then you gave us this one towards the end of last year. So that one actually leads on to the new material in a way because you're working with Callum. Is it Callum Connor?
Callum Connor, yes.
Callum Connor is one of the members of Anderson Paak's band.
Uh-huh, the Free Nationals.
So he worked with you on that track and he also worked with you on these new songs. Both the new songs are about to hear? Yeah. Okay, all right. So how did you touch base with him?
So I had this like little show in Brisbane, just like a little pub show, except it happened to be the same time they were doing the Laneway circuit. And Laneway was about to touch in Brisbane and it was the day before and they just like randomly stumbled into like my little pub show, like them, Mac DeMarco, Moses Sumney were just like all there for some reason. I was like, I walked in, I had to like do a double take, like what, huh?
As you're about to go on stage.
Yeah, this is as I'm about to go on. And then, yeah, I did the set. They said they loved it and they're like, yeah, if you're ever in LA, just hit us up. Let's do something. I'm like, for sure.
You booked your flights that moment.
Pretty much.
That's wild. Were you nervous going on stage knowing that characters like that were in the audience?
So nervous. It was crazy. My mind couldn't like process what was going on because I'm like such a huge fan. And it was crazy because Moses Sumney was there too and I was supposed to go to his concert in Sydney the day before. But my car broke down like halfway through the trip and I had to get like towed back to Canberra. And it was just like such a bummer. And then randomly he's just at my show the next day. So it was super crazy.
That's great. Did you tell him that story?
Yeah, I did. And he told me, why did I make him so sad? Why would I tell him such a sad story like that?
Was Anderson actually there with them, or was it just the members of the Free Nationals?
It was just the Free Nationals.
I reckon the nerve level would have gone up even more if Anderson had been there, because he's such a great performer, isn't he?
Crazy. I went to his last show in Sydney and he was like insane. Like, it was the craziest performance I've ever seen. Like, he's just drumming, get off stage, start dancing, singing, rapping and drumming at the same time. Like, how are you doing all this? What are you?
He's got many strings, hasn't
crazy.
He? Many, many talents. Did you record with the team in Los Angeles then with Callum?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So what was that experience like, going to Los Angeles and getting into a studio with him?
Yeah, it was super crazy. That was my first time there, so I didn't really know what to expect, both being in LA and working with them. But they're just like super cool, normal, chill, like down to earth, kind of goofy people. You know, it was real easy. And they just, they know how to create a very funky environment to make hits.
Yeah, well, see, Anderson takes all the limelight, but when you kind of study what they do, they're a great band. He's got great players with him in the Free Nationals. So did you record the two tracks we're about to play this evening on Triple J, your two new singles from this week? Did you record them at the same time?
Yeah, pretty much. So I went to LA twice we started with the team in the first session and then we finished it in the second session. So in those two sessions, we made a bunch of other tracks and that's where these two came.
So how many tracks all up did you make? A lot?
We made quite a few. I'm not sure how many will be released, but we've got a few in the vault.
So the ideas were flying.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
you feed off an atmosphere like that really well.
It was spicy.
Let's get to one of the spicy elements right now. Genesis Owusu is with us. As I mentioned before, he's given us two new songs, a double A-sided single this week, and it's time to play. Let's do this one. It's got a really great 70s vibe to it. This one is called WUTD, What You're Trying to Do, as you'll tell from the lyrics. We'll talk to him more in just a moment.
Hustle, but I really think you must know. I think you're great, you save my day. If you ain't with the couple, I'll be gone with the gusto. See, it really ain't a puzzle. I say, he say, she say.
So that one, it's a little bit Stevie Wonder. There's something I'm trying to put my finger on what exactly it reminds me of. It's just got some really great 70s vibes about it, that
we're
track.
We're listening to a lot of Prince at the time.
Yes, I can definitely hear Prince in there. Which record?
We're listening to Kiss. And we're listening to Uptown.
Oh, Uptown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And somehow, yeah, that came out.
Kiss, that song is still so extraordinary, isn't it?
It is.
Not just the production on that track.
Mm-hmm.
You listen to it now and it's crazy.
It's so wild.
So what other artists? I got to find out about your musical background and what you were raised on, because as I said before, you're giving us a lot of different sounding tracks with each release. So what sort of stuff inspired you as a kid?
Well, the stuff I was raised on... The thing is, it's kind of like every weekend my dad was playing something new, something different, because he was just like a massive music appreciator. If he just got his hands on a CD, he'd play it. So I was listening to a lot of Michael Jackson, a lot of Ray Charles, a lot of like African music, a lot of Bob Marley. My mom was the leader and still is the leader of her church's like choir. So I was listening to a lot of gospel music.
She's got a great voice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Much Ghanaian music?
Yeah, definitely. And then my brother was really into like Red Hot Chili Peppers and Nirvana at the time when he was younger, and he was in like a lot of rock bands and stuff.
So this is Citizen K?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he grew up on the guitar.
Yeah.
So he wasn't so big on hip hop?
No, it wasn't until he discovered Kanye West that everything kind of changed for the both of us, because, you know, as a little brother, I was forced to listen to what he listened to. So it was just a very eclectic collection of music that I was surrounded by.
And for hip-hop for you, because you do rap on, obviously, some of the stuff you release, is Kanye the one that sort of got you inspired as well?
Yeah, definitely. If I had to, like, say my, like, top five, it would be, like, Kanye, Pharrell, Kendrick, Andre 3000, and then, like, Erykah Badu.
Yeah, fantastic. What a great mix. Mm. Pretty amazing talent. You and your brother, the only two siblings in the family?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's great. You know, how many years younger? A couple of years younger?
Five. I'm 5 years younger.
You're 5 years younger than Citizen K. So you're 21 now.
Yeah, turning 21 next month.
Turning 21 next month. Okay, but a lot of music in the house, and you had an older brother that could show you the way a little bit.
Yeah, definitely.
And he's still kind of showing you the way.
Definitely.
Because he's got a studio in Canberra. Mm-hmm. Do you get a chance to get in there and sort of work with him?
Yeah. Like a little bit here and there. Actually, like, yeah, he was definitely the reason I started rapping in the first place, because I didn't even want to. Because I was the little brother, so he'd always tease me that I was like always like following in his footsteps or whatever. So I was like, nah, I'm not gonna make music, no way. And then one day I was walking past his, like, because he jacked out our study and made it into his first studio. So I was walking past the study and he was just working on a song. He's like, hey, put a verse on this. I was like, yeah, whatever. And then for some reason, like the next week, I was in like a public toilet and I wrote the first verse ever in that public toilet, because somehow that inspired me for some reason.
I was going to say, did anyone look at you a bit strangely for just hanging around writing down stuff in a public toilet?
I wouldn't be Genesis Owusu if people didn't look at me strangely. But yeah, and that's how it all started.
Yeah. What's Canberra been like for you?
Yeah, Canberra's been amazing. Canberra is deceptively chill to the outside world, which is great. Because it's like, it's a great hub for creativity, because you're not distracted by much else. And a lot of the time, people think there's not much to do, which is true. But at the same time, because there's not that much to do, you have to create the things to do. So, you know, it really helps with creativity and bringing new things into the world.
What do you hope to achieve? What's the plans for this year? Besides these two new songs, what else can we look forward to?
I have, like I was saying, we have so much music in the vault. And we're kind of just playing it by ear. We're kind of seeing what needs to be sprinkled here, seeing what needs to be sprinkled there. You know, we got hits. We got hits coming.
I love the fact you used a very Prince word with vault. Got so much music in the vault. It sounds like something Prince would have said. All right. Well, we look forward to you selectively opening the vault and giving us some more music throughout the course of 2019. Genesis Owusu has been with us. You got some live shows coming up in the next couple of months. I'll let people know roughly where they can see you. After we hear, well, once again, a very different sounding song to the one we just played. This is another of the new songs you've put out this week. Tell us about Vultures.
Vultures is nothing like what you're trying to do. I'd say it's about the apocalypse. I'd say it's about the duality of the human being and the good and the darkness in the human being.
In my slumber, wake up. I've gone through 4, 5, 7 seasons in the summer. When you see sun in the trees and you see me with no flaw, but my heart drifts to the leaves and the autumn starts to fall and the chaos starts to call. Bring the bodies to the shore. I'm the beacon and the wall. I'm the name that hasn't called. Vulture at my flesh, there's only bones in the tissue. See the lamb has arrived. I sound the horns like a whistle. Yeah.
Oh, mind, I'm seeing demons as I timber wake up. I've gone through 4, 5, 7 seasons in the winter. I can't deny the change, the poison creeping in the liver. Rats are coming here, the teenage mutants, all I see is splinters. Yeah. Regardless, not a change in my face. The smile been widened, cannot stop a pharaoh in his own place. My only obstacle is me, I've been a real fucking nuisance. You are hubris, you are truest, you are coolest. Who this? Smile inside you, start to widen. All my waves are from Poseidon. Spring into my eyes, you sinking deeper. Got the smile of a dove and the kiss of a reaper, yeah.
See my girl through the trees. Fine if you don't see me.
So Genesis Owusu, he's kind of kicking off a run of dates with a support spot for Boo Seeker. Boo Seeker are heading to Canberra, which is the hometown for Genesis Owusu, and playing at the UC Hub in Bruce in Canberra on the 5th of April. That's a Friday night. Then towards the end of April on the 26th, Genesis Owusu is doing some headline shows, first of all in Brisbane at the Foundry. That's a Friday night, the 26th of April. Then Saturday, May the 4th at the Lansdowne Hotel in Sydney. The 9th of May, the Thursday night at the Workers Club in Melbourne. And then finally at the Rocket Bar in Adelaide on Saturday the 11th of May. Genesis Owusu there, soon to turn 21. He's going to be 21 next month, and he's already put out some fantastic singles, and he dropped two more this week.
The Sounds of 2019
with Richard Kingsmill.